Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be reading healing scriptures from the Bible. God's word is clear that healing belongs to us. Why would Jesus take something and we still bear it? Matthew 8:17 reads, "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." I'll now read a few scriptures relating to healing. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Romans 8 verse 2. "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you." Romans 8 11. "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles." Psalms 103 verses 2 to 5. "The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. "And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:14. "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Exodus 23:25. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Jeremiah 17:14. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee judgment I condemn. This is the heritage thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteous is of me, saith the Lord." Isaiah 54:17. "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Psalms 139:14. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Lamentation 3:22-23. "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians 2:9-11. "My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Proverbs 4:20-22. "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. "He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions." Psalm 107:20. "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth from the tree." Galatians 3:13. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Ephesians 1:7. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4:8. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy 1:7. "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James 4:7. "And he called his 12 apostles to get sorry and it and he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils, and to cure diseases, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Luke 9, verses 1 to 2. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, verses 3 to 4. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55, verse 11. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of the sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from hence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 12, verse 15. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as cars on the store. Malachi 4, verse 2. The Lord wants us healed. Keep on listening to these scriptures to remind yourself that healing belongs to us. Thanks for listening.